We are here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, and we're here with Kathy Tierney. How are you, Kathy?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You're welcome. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's going fantastically well. It, you know, there's nothing like the energy and the spirit that you feel when you get together with credit union people from over the world, all over the country, I guess I should say.
It could be a few from...
There might be a few from outside of the United States, but it's just palpable. People are energized and excited because they come together to learn and share and have a little fun, too.
Yeah, we were just, I mean, the Lumina sessions were kind of a more detailed thing based on what Chuck's announcement was this morning, are right across the hall from us, and they were packed.
Yes.
But the people coming out, I mean, their looks on their faces were just like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. So I can totally see what you're saying about just the excitement and just the buzz in the hallways here now. It's really, really kind of cool. So was there a particular speaker or session or anything like that that has stood out for you so far?
Well, I've enjoyed all the speakers this morning. A personal benefit for me was Guy Kawasaki did the 11th out of his 10 top ideas for innovation, but he gave us a little bonus, and I do a lot of speaking, mm-hmm. so it was, you know, how to perfect your pitch. So that was a great takeaway for me. But I really enjoyed both Coach Saban and Guy Kawasaki. It's really interesting to me how one spoke about leadership, the other spoke about innovation, and yet their topics, they kind of overlapped in that they both said something about the importance of caring. Mm-hmm. As a leader, how important it is that people don't care what you know unless they know that you care. Mm-hmm. That's what Coach Saban. And Guy talked about great innovation not happening unless you care, that you're trying to make a difference, that it isn't really about money. Mm-hmm. It's more about meaning and what you can accomplish to do good. So, and then the money comes.
Exactly. Everything kind of follows once you kind of follow your passion, trying to make a big change in the world, kind of, all that stuff. It all goes hand in hand. Very nice stuff. And that's kind of in the credit union wheelhouse as well, right?
It is, truly.
Especially the caring part. So how important is the credit union movement or its difference today? And then how is PSCU kind of supporting that difference and that movement?
Well, I think the movement is as important today as it's ever been. Again, because of that search for meaning, if you will. I mean, when I think about, I've been with the credit union for almost 42 years, so it was just a tiny little organization in its first year of business when I first started. The whole concept is bringing people who have a shared interest together, having a way to communicate and having leadership. And essentially, it's people coming together to help one another.
Right.
That concept lives on and doesn't get old, I don't think. And as evidenced by the growth and the success that credit unions have had, it's again sort of that find the meaning, play to it, live it, and success will come. I mean, certainly there's a few other things you have to have to do along the way. But how PSCU supports that is as a member-owned cooperative, I mean, essentially they're structured and they do the same kind of thing that a credit union does. I mean, it's all of us getting together to support one another through payments systems and now digital banking and other kinds of services that help us support our members. So they've done so much for the industry and for
indeed.
Us individually.
It's very infectious, especially I gave the example about the people coming out of the Lumina session. It's when you see that excitement on somebody's face, like, oh, I want to be a part of that too. Kind of the fear of missing out type of thing,
right.
You know? So I want to be part of that. What's going on in there? So it's really exciting indeed. So what are some of some keys to PSCU's ongoing success these days? I think you alluded to a couple of those in your previous response.
Yes, I think certainly, first and foremost, it's that commitment to service excellence. As a member-owned financial cooperative, credit unions to PSCU are not customers or clients. We're not consumers. We're member owners. So we all have a stake in this. And the more business we do with PSCU, the better the cooperative does and the more we all benefit. They are so focused on our success. That's the only reason they exist. It's not to satisfy a separate group of shareholders. We can take a longer term view, which I think is so critically important, especially in this world. Things change so dramatically and so quickly. To be able to take a longer term vision and do the right thing for their member owners makes all the difference.
I love it. Last question for you, and I'll let you off the hot seat here. What take takeaways do you want to take back after the conference is over that you can kind of implement maybe on Monday morning? Is there anything in particular?
Or? Oh my goodness, I have, and I showed
I showed you, oh, your notebook, oh my gosh.
A book of notes, and it's only day one, right?
Almost full.
Yes, well, how can you not get great ideas from a Coach Saban, from a Guy Kawasaki, from all of the presenters we've had here? You know, I've learned a lot of things that I think will help me from a leadership perspective, but also some very good practical technical things that I learned about PSCU offerings. One of the best parts of coming to this conference, and almost any conference, is the ability to interact with other credit union folks and the PSCU team. So I've already got a stack of business cards talking with people who, you know, you do it this way and you do it that way, and hey, reach out to me and we'll share some information. So all of those things make it a pretty good investment of time and treasure to come here.
Great message to end on, Kathy. Thank you so much. Very cool.
Thanks for